Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're at the end of the Gospel of John, chapter 21, where Peter and Jesus are having a conversation, and they start walking down the beach. And as they're doing that, Peter glances over his shoulder and notices John, the Gospel writer, trailing after them. And Peter says, "Lord, what about this man?" What does Peter mean by this question? Does he mean, why is he following us? Does he mean, shouldn't John follow you like me? Does Peter mean, is John supposed to help me feed and tend the sheep as well? Well, we can't really understand the question in its entirety until we read Jesus' response to Peter. Then we get a clue and glimpse into Peter's heart. So Jesus responds to the question by saying, "If it is my will that he remains until I come, what is that to you?" Essentially, Jesus says, "Peter, mind your own business." What Peter meant by his question, "What about this man?" is this: Jesus, if I'm going to be crucified, what horrible death is he going to have? If I have to suffer crucifixion, what about him? What will he have to suffer? What kind of sacrifice will he have to endure? Because I know that you wouldn't ask this of just me. What will be his handicap? Have you ever done that? Have you ever questioned God's ways concerning how your life has turned out? Why does my path have to be so difficult and their path is seemingly one of ease? Why does she get blessed with that when I have to endure this? Why do his kids not have any ailments? Her in-laws actually love her? Why are my kids not reading at the age of 2? Why isn't my daughter playing the violin and cheerleading and cooking and running her own bracelet business by 4? Why did she lose all of her baby weight in 4 weeks and I still have to have mine for 4 years later? Why do I struggle with resentment when it seems like every other person has it all together? Why do I have to drive a grocery getter when my friends' kids drive newer cars than mine? It doesn't seem fair." To which Jesus would say to you, "What's it to you? Why is that important to you? Mind your business." Comparing yourself to others is the great thief of joy. And comparison forbids you to enjoy what God has blessed you with and the path that he's put you on. When you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Ketchke Life Word broadcast that's heard in Guatemala.